This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu. Family businesses are set to provide more opportunity for women in management and leadership roles in comparison to non-family businesses, according to a survey report by Ernst & Young. And despite the rise of women's empowerment globally, gender disparity remains a challenge for women to navigate the male-dominated world of business. Now, someone who understands these situations all too well is Joanne Kwa, CEO of KSK Group Berhad and Managing Director of KSK Land Sundaram Berhad, who was recently listed in Forbes Asia's Emerging 25 list, a list featuring Asia's newest top business women. And Joanne currently oversees KSK Group's maiden property development in Malaysia, Akon Lay, Thailand-based insurtech company Sunday, and Carmana, a customer-centric online platform for used cars in Southeast Asia. Good to be speaking to you again, Joanne. Maybe you can start a little bit by telling me more about yourself and the businesses you currently oversee.
I'm the CEO of KSK Group. And also the MD of KSK Land. And KSK Land is our property development company who you've rightly mentioned actually runs today our debut development, Akon Lay. So at KSK Group, we have two core businesses. One is property development and actually one is our insurance business, general insurance business under the brand of KSK Insurance. And more recently, within that core business, we've started to venture a little bit more into the tech space over the last 2 years because we have a vision to create sustainable businesses and we wanted to be definitely closer to the customer, understanding that customers are shifting today in their experiences and they want that. Therefore, we founded Carmana and also Sunday in Thailand and hopefully we can take that to the region as well. Personally, I've been at KSK for about 8 years. We used to be known as Kurnia. In my previous life, before Kurnia, I was living and working in London for about 10 years. I was in Deutsche Bank, and then I decided that I wanted to make that shift back to Asia. And obviously, running a family business and having that family business meant that there was this, I thought of it as an opportunity that was really given to me and not many people really get that opportunity. So I came back to Malaysia at a time when I think Asia was booming. And so that was an amazing experience. So it's been 8 years and it's been quite a journey coming from the fact that when I came back, I was taking over the role of Group COO at Kurnia Asia at that time. We were a listed company. And then having to do the sale of Kurnia Malaysia. Everybody, I think a lot of people know about the sale. And then rebranding it from Kurnia to becoming KSK Group today, taking the helm as Group CEO, and then having to do that whole privatization of KSK Group, taking it private and diversifying the group into not just insurance, but property development, which meant that as an identity, as a group, we also had to change.
Right.
So that was a very exciting professional journey, I would say. And here I am today.
You know, one of the things that you saw, the whole process of, you know, privatization and all that right now, and starting historically as an insurance company, now you're in property, there is this platform for used cars and of course, still in insurance. What is that vision? When people were to say KSK Group, what is that company?
For us, our vision is really to always stick to our core business today, which is actually property development and actually insurance. But more than that, I think it's about our customers, because a lot of times when people think about just industries, they think about the business that you're in. But we think very differently now. We are saying that in our core businesses, it's all about the customers. Everything that we can do to engage the customers, inject ourselves in the ecosystem of the customers, that's what we want to do, what we want to own. For example, if we're talking about today KSK Land, the vision is really not just to be a property developer. It's understanding the fact that as a property developer, you have the power to set the stage because you built and you built concepts. You have the power to actually set the stage for people to work in, people to live in, and also people to play in, you know. So putting yourself in the shoes of your target audience, which is your customers in whatever development that you do, and working that backwards and saying, what would they be excited about if I'm going to build a concept for people? What would they be excited about? What would relate to them is very important. And that's no difference to both our core businesses, you know, having to do in insurance. The reason why we also have Carmana is because of when we were in general insurance, we do motor insurance and we see a break in the market where, you know, people don't feel comfortable, or even women don't feel comfortable, you know, buying a used car because they don't even know, you know, whether it's a good car or a bad car, or if you're buying a lemon. So putting yourself in the shoes of the customer and saying, what's important to them? What's their pain point? How can we put ourselves in their lives to make it better? And then insurance comes after that. So I think that's our vision.
You know, like you were saying, taking on the helm in 8 years, and, you know, and the company has gone through a lot of changes. What are you most proud of, you know, in the last 8 years?
In the last 8 years, in my professional journey, it's about transforming businesses. It's about changing directions. It's also about building a few new businesses. And one of the things that I'm proud of, obviously, I have to say, Aconlay is it's a big feat for us. It's our debut development. You know, it's 5.4 billion GDV. And to have that as our debut development, to be able to bring people together, is something that I'm proud of. It's not the fact that I'm building something. It's the fact that I can bring an array of people who are, you know, huge in their own industries and what they do and what they love to do. And they're so passionate in what they do. And having them bring all of them together is something that I think it's not an easy feat, and something that I'm very proud of. And you can really only do that if you are all very like-minded in the fact that you have the passion in what you do and you want to put that together. That's external. Internally, I'm very proud of having to say that, you know, when you build businesses and you transform businesses, it's all about the people. In everyday journey, in my 8 years of changing the business and running the business, it's always been about our people. And having to be able to interact with them, and having to be able to grow with them, and having to bring about a dynamic team of people is truly what I'm really proud about. And, you know, feeling that connection with them. And today, every business that we run, they're proud of what they do every day. Whether to them, it's whether it's something small or something much bigger, they know that they're doing it for a reason. They know that they are pushing and challenging themselves every day, and they're, you know, and they're happy to actually be part of that brand.
Right. Yeah. And how many people do you have right now with the KSK Group, and average age?
We operate in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. So we have close to about 500, ranging about 500 to 600. And average age, we're about probably in our late 30s, right, ranging to about early 40s.
Okay. So that's the average age. Now we're going to talk a little bit about yourself joining the family business, whether you had to or you wanted to. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Joanne Kwa from KSK Group Berhad. You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
This is Her Vantage on Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Joanne Kwa, the CEO of KSK Group Berhad. Under the KSK Group, they have a property development Malaysia, Aconlay, a talent-based insurtech company called Sunday, and Carmana, which is a customer-centric online platform for used cars in Southeast Asia. So, and you joined this business 8 years ago. Now, was there an unwritten rule for you to join the family business?
No, there wasn't an unwritten rule to join the family business. It was also always that, you know, as a family, we're really close-knit. So I saw my father grow the business. KSK Group is 27 years old, so definitely younger than me. So to have to be part of the family, being close to my father, who, when you see him grow this business, you do think to yourself, if one day if I come back, would I be able to contribute? So I think it was a little bit more like that. It was a lot about the influence and being part of the family and hearing him talk about his business, which inspired me really to say, you know, there are a lot of things that he did which a lot of people thought was impossible or was very challenging, but he made it happen. So I think having that is me being lucky, having that inspiration so close to you. And taking on from that is the fact that once you've been in an environment in Europe, you know, and I was in the middle of the Lehman Brothers crisis, and having gone through that, you really see a lot in a crisis. And in a professional career, I think you learn a lot more in a crisis than when everything is very rosy. Having seen that and looking at Asia at that point in time and saying, everyone in Asia had so many opportunities, it's booming, and I'm Asian and I'm Malaysian, so why not come home? If you have that opportunity, and coming home meant that you're able to sit on a chair that not very many people have that, why not embrace it? That was really the thought process that was going on in my mind 8 years ago. So the agreement that I had was that if I came back and I had a lot more to contribute, which was different, you know, we have, to be frank, today, my father is the chairman of the company and we talk almost every day, purely because I think that there is a lot of merit in having different views. I come from a very different angle from him. And most of the time, you know, we saw that there was a lot of merit. There was, you know, we welcome healthy debates because that's, we think that that's always important. If we always agree, then, you know, there's nothing to talk about, you know. And that was really also the principle that we took in the company today with everybody else. So it's not just about the two of us. It's really about everybody in the company coming together. We like collaboration. We never think that, you know, one person's opinion means everything. So even when we made decisions, we like to hear everybody's opinion. You know, and as hard as it seems, and that's actually a very challenging thing to do, we still put it together on the table and say, look, what is that one direction or what's that one decision that we want to go with? And we always take that harder road because we think that we welcome a lot of ideas and a lot of opinions. We think that that's always very important.
Okay. You know, the other thing as well, you know, typically of family businesses, Chinese family businesses, of the boy taking over, right? You know, and that is, as much as even in this day and age, that's still sort of like an important factor. Is that something that's discussed in your family?
No, it's not discussed in my family very much.
So it was okay with your dad. Doesn't matter, you know.
Doesn't matter. To him, it's really about merit. You know, it wasn't really about the fact that, you know, I'm even the eldest. But that was not really the case. I think it was the case of merit and how can you really truly contribute to the company. He said, you know, going out there, having an experience, seeing the world, always has a merit above what gender you have. Truth is, he holds the business very close to his heart too. That's also like another child. Right. And it's us being the guardians. The topic of conversation today for us is a lot more about living a legacy. And I see myself every day as a group CEO. My top priority every day is about how do we leave a legacy? How do we build sustainable businesses enough to actually last, you know, a lifetime? You know, that's the most challenging thing to do. How do you read into a crystal ball and say, hey, this is what we want to do for generations to come, to leave it for generations to come?
If you think about it also, like 8 years ago when you came back, what did you do to garner the support of the people?
When I first came back, a lot of the people who I worked with were people who I used to call uncles and aunties, and I'm not shy about that. It felt a lot like family to me because the Quinia culture was really this whole camaraderie that has been built over 20 years. To me, that was actually a pro. But the truth is, I lacked experience. So what I lacked in experience was having to put in a lot of grueling hard work because it meant that, you know, I had to keep up to speed about everything that the company was doing. I wasn't really emotional about it, purely because in my past experience when I was working in Deutsche, that was my first job. I was really young, coming out to the world. But having to face that in an investment bank is not an easy task to do either. And then having to go through that whole crisis is also not an easy task as a young individual, nevertheless. So that was already sort of, I think, a little bit easier for me to take. But it was more about keeping up to speed about what the business was doing in an industry where, even though it was something that I watched from a young age, does not mean that I really, you know, I've not been in the business, so I don't really understand it. So that was the hard work that I had to put in. And two is really about, again, I go back to the people. It was about being a young CEO, sitting on the chair and having to gain that respect from people, because I learned very quickly that when you sit on the chair, it does not mean that respect is given to you automatically. You know, people have been working for 20 years. You know, they've been in their positions for 30 years. You know, you need to earn their respect too. So it's never always thinking about them at the lower level. It's thinking about them as your peers and really saying, hey, how can we work together? Because I work very hard and I offer a fresh perspective and you have the experience. Let's combine that and collaborate. And that's the way to actually earn respect, because today one of my principles is really that respect is actually mutual. So the more you give in, the more you collaborate, the more you listen to them, the more you actually build that respect both ways.
So collaboration being the key word here.
Yes.
Okay, now a little bit about your insurtech company, Sunday, and in Thailand, what was that like to start and to develop? Because, you know, was there any experience that you have in Thailand?
As KSK Insurance, we've been in Thailand for more than 10 years. So when I first came back to the group, I very quickly went to Thailand and really familiarized myself with the business and understanding the local culture, which was obviously very important to us. And then about sort of 2 years ago, we started Carmana. That was quite a journey because it was like a little tech startup that we built. And the culture was totally different. It was young individuals, average age in Carmana and Sunday today is probably late 20s. But it was really interesting because today a lot of people talk about tech, a lot of people talk about young talents. How do you actually nurture them? How do you build that culture to continue to retain them? So we consistently always talked about that. You know, it wasn't the fact that I said, I don't have the technical know-how, for example, doing coding, but I didn't need to. It was all about people management, bringing the right talents together and having them do it. So empowering them to really do it.
Why the name Sunday? Yeah?
So Sunday, our insurtech in Thailand, the reason why we branded it Sunday was because a lot of people in Southeast Asia are still educating themselves about what insurance really is. And it's a product that, you know, people are very afraid of. People struggle with buying insurance because they don't really understand what they're buying. So we came up with Sunday because we wanted to say that insurance is, you know, buying insurance is so easy, like a walk in a park on Sunday morning.
Okay, so what's the next big thing on your agenda?
The next big thing is really to complete 8 Conley and really seeing...
It's on schedule?
It's on schedule, yes. And really seeing that come to life.
When are we looking at...
We're completing the development in 2020 with the hotel opening, Kempinski Hotel opening in 2021. So right now we're really full steam. And also this month, really, we started previewing Tower B of our branded residences, U8 serviced by Kempinski. It's designed by Kelly Hoppen and you, and also serviced by Kempinski. So we're doing a preview. And we're launching. So I'm very excited about that. And that's on KSK Land's plate. And the next big thing is really to see, you know, the insurance side grow a little bit more. Sunday, you know, being the new way of doing insurance, growing at scale and growing bigger and having more partners come on board, understand us, and also work together very closely with us.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Joanne Kwa from KSK Group Berhad. You've been listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.